Fans of Taylor Swift are very passionate about the pop star.
What I like the most is that she's kind of grown up with me. So, like, she very much sang my high school feelings.
Yeah.
But she's also very much singing my 30-something feelings. Mm-hmm. So she's really, she's matured with all of us, or we've matured with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no matter what age I am, she can totally sing my heart.
That's Brianna McReynolds at a Taylor Swift concert near Phoenix back in March. She's 32 years old, and Brianna's just one of the millions of fans, also known as Swifties, who got to see the star up close at her Eras tour this year. Brianna, like many other Swifties, dropped a lot of money on tickets.
So the upper seats were like $300.
Mm-hmm.
The four seats I got yesterday were $1,000.
Brianna spoke with my colleague Emily Yar. Emily is an entertainment reporter for The Post who has been covering Taylor Swift since well before she became this megastar.
I have been following Taylor Swift really since she started in Nashville as a country singer around 2006. But I started writing about her about a decade ago, and it just never stops. I went to the very first show of the Eras Tour in March, and I knew there was a lot of excitement surrounding it, but it wasn't until I was in that stadium hearing the 70,000 plus people just screaming at the top of their lungs that I realized that it's like, oh, this is not going to be like any tour I think I've ever seen before and that a lot of us have ever seen before.
Initial estimates suggest that the Eras Tour could generate more than $5 billion in revenue. Yeah, that's billion with a B, by the time it wraps next November.
The way it's going now, and also the tour is continuing through most of next year internationally, it's shaping up to be the highest grossing tour in U.S. history, if not global history.
The tour has turned into an economic driver for cities, too. Places like Cincinnati and Los Angeles have projected they'll make tens or even hundreds of millions of dollars off of these concerts. And it's not just the tour itself. The film version of the Eras Tour pulled in nearly $93 million in its first 3 days, a record for a concert film. The re-release of her record, 1989, out today, is expected to be one of the hottest albums of the year. So it's no shock that, according to an analysis from Bloomberg News, Swift is now a billionaire.